Yeah, that's why I kind of laugh at some of these myopic people. I periodically I'll stop in the GMRF Facebook groups, and you know you're hearing guys that are talking all about their prepping for communications and the in some scenario that they envision or something, and then in the same breath they're sad ham and all this stuff and. You don't need to be a ham for emergency comms, and I'm like, dude, you're missing the point. The emergency communications is a large quiver, and you got to have a lot of arrows in it, right? Because you're gonna miss, right? And you've got exactly one arrow, and that arrow is likely to miss 90% of the time. HF, on the other hand, that's a powerful arrow. And you could even argue that that's multiple arrows because, depending on what band and what time of day and all this stuff, So really, being prepared for any kind of, comms where you don't need any infrastructure involves a working knowledge of HF and how it propagates and when you could expect to talk here or there. And what's the need? What do you need to accomplish? What do you need to, where do you need to pass a message? If somebody walks up to you and said, look, we got to get a message into, down to Texas. You say, okay, well, let's see what time of day it is. Okay, it's, when do you need it there? Say, well, sometime today. Okay, well, I should be able to window to Texas on 20, give or take, when the sun comes up. Having a basic knowledge. And then, if you still have access to, some of the, solar, numbers, and you could figure those out yourself, or I don't know, but if you have access to that, you could really figure out, okay, I know I can go here, and I should be able to do this, or, something. It's being prepared for emergency means knowing everything that's available to you at any given time, and it ain't one thing that you put all your eggs in a basket on.
K8RUH.